Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Powerful blast today in a Chinese city south of Shanghai brought down buildings, killed at least two while injuring many others. Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting.
A big blast in China rocked neighborhoods in the eastern Zhejiang province on Sunday. At least two people were killed, according to officials. Rescuers carried the many injured away from the debris. State news agency Xinhua says the blast happened at a factory in the coastal city Ningbo. Shattered windows were reported in buildings almost a mile away from the site of the explosion, according to Chinese state television. According to the newspaper Zhejiang Daily, several buildings collapsed in a nearby residential area, already cleared of people. Police told Reuters the area had been marked for demolition. The cause is not known, but CCTV said it was not a gas explosion. An investigation is underway.
As Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting, Egyptian security officials say the number of people killed at a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula remains at 305. That attack by suspected Islamic militants took place during Friday prayers. Islamic State militant group has been carrying out attacks in the region, but no group so far has claimed responsibility. A top official in Afghanistan has come under fire for seeming to confirm for the first time that neighboring Iran has recruited thousands of Shiite Afghans and warriors from other regional countries to fight in Syria. Afghan government has not commented so far. This is VOA News. Airport on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali remains open despite the ash from a volcano that sent plumes of gray smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air. This man and his family tried to get on a flight out of Bali when all flights in and out of the airport had been suspended.
We had planned to go back to Adelaide in South Australia this evening. We actually got here quite early. But now we've found that the flights are being cancelled. Now, we weren't notified by Jetstar in advance of us getting here, so we're very disappointed about that.
It was the second time in less than a week the volcano had become active. About 25,000 people were evacuated from the slopes of the volcano to local shelters. Thousands of people marched in protest held in countries throughout Europe and elsewhere, marking the International Day for the elimination of violence against women. In Rome, protesters urged Italy's politicians to focus their attention on the issue and increase funding for shelters and other institutions that help women. In Paris, hundreds took to the streets after French President Emmanuel Macron announced an initiative to address violence and harassment against women in the country. Grégoire Thierry is Director General of the International Coalition for Abolition of Prostitution. He spoke in Paris.
The French budget on women's rights has been decreased this year and not increased. So that's the kind of paradox. That's the French paradox. A growing understanding of the stakes, a new legislation specifically for victims of trafficking and prostitution, which is one of the most progressive in the world, with the recognition of prostitution as sexual violence, but no further means to meet those demands.
And according to the UN, violence against women and girls is one of the most widespread, persistent, and devastating human rights violations today. Pope Francis visiting Myanmar, neighboring Bangladesh this week amid international outrage over what the U.S. described as ethnic cleansing of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority. Pope had a message for the people of Myanmar as he prepares his visit.
I wish to send a word of greetings and friendship to all the people. I look forward to being with you. I come to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, a reconciliation, peace, and forgiveness message.
More than half of the Rohingya Muslim population has fled homes in Rakhine State in Myanmar in recent months after an August attack by Rohingya insurgents sparked a brutal military crackdown. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.